Good morning, and welcome to our service of worship. It's so good to see a few more people back this morning. Thank you for being here. Well, as you know, our children in youth ministries, as most of you probably know, our children in youth ministries are resuming this week, including Sunday school that just ended, and just ended at 10:15, not ended. It's just starting. And Wednesday night ministries will resume as well. And you can see more information in page 4 of your bulletin about some of the protocols and procedures we have in place to keep our children and volunteers safe. Another announcement, you may have gotten a call from the church if you're a part of the One Call Now system. If not, and you'd like to be, you can call Jocelyn in the office and she can help set that up for you. But you might have gotten a call this week that Pastor Eric's mom fell and she broke her wrists and hip. So she's recovering from that fall and Eric's tending to her and has extended his stay. So he planned to be with us here this morning, but now we'll plan on returning home come Tuesday. So he also asked for your prayers for his mother and for himself and his travels. This time I'd like to invite Bruce forward to share an update and announcement for us about Man Camp.
Good morning. Guys, I'm here to tell you about Man Camp. It is coming up March 26th through the 28th. One of the main focuses on this weekend is bacon. One of the main focuses for the weekend is for men to grow in their relationship with Christ through the Word. Sorry, bacon is just an added bonus. There are exciting activities, excellent speaker, delicious food, and just time to unwind. The sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board, and guys, we would love to have you along for what could be the most manly or the manliest weekend of the year. So come join us.
Thank you, Bruce. And now we join now into our call to worship with these words. Jesus invites us into this service of worship and into his presence, saying, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." And Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let's pray. Jesus, most merciful and mighty Savior, we thank you that you do not call us first and foremost to muster up greater energy or willpower in our lives, but first and foremost, you call us to yourself. What a precious gift. We come to you this morning with all our needs, all our fears, all our worries, and we lay them down at your feet. We pray, Lord, grant that in you our thirst might be quenched, our hunger satisfied, and our burdens lifted as we rest ourselves in you and as we worship you this day. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Our Old Testament reading, scripture reading of this morning is from Psalm, from the 22nd chapter, reading from verses 23 through 31. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you will I fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. They who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, for he has done it. Here ends the reading. So at this time, please stand if you are able, and we will sing the hymns of praise. They are Jesus, I Come, verses 1, 2, and 4. Praise to the Lord Almighty, verses 1, 2, and 4. And lastly, the third one is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, verses 1 and 3.
Jesus, I come.
Well, we're still collecting our offerings and tithes at the sanctuary doors before and after our worship services. We offer these services, these financial gifts, rather, to our Lord in obedience to his commands of generosity, in gratitude for the many blessings he's poured into our lives, and in worship of our great and glorious God, lavishing upon him our greatest and most generous gifts. Well, let's pray. Precious Lord Jesus, we have come to you and our thirst has been quenched. Our hunger has been satisfied, and in you we have found rest. We are satisfied in you. Today we give you our financial gifts as an expression of our worship, and we pray, grant that our offerings and even our lives might be used in service of you and your kingdom, that you might be glorified in us. In Jesus' name, amen. And I invite you to remain seated as we join together in singing the doxology.
Our New Testament scripture reading for today is reading from Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 25. It was not through law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value and the promise is worthless, because law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Here ends the reading.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's good to have many more of you back with us in church today. One of the verses Roger just read for us says, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed." Today we're talking about faith and Abraham's example of faith. Now, kids, Abraham was old enough to be your grandparent. As the scripture says, he was about 100 years old. Well, even though he was almost 100, he didn't have any kids or grandkids of his own. And this made him and his wife, Sarah, sad, because they wanted kids and grandkids. They wanted to have a big family. And after almost 100 years, they still did not have any kids at all. Well, at this point, they might have been thinking to themselves, I think it might be too late. I think this might be impossible. I don't think even God could give us kids at this point. In fact, they probably thought that many, many years ago, before they reached 100. Well, but then one night, and if I could have my help up here, thank you very much. One night, God brought Abraham out to the night sky, and he said, look up, Abraham, look at this night sky with the stars shining brightly. He said, count those stars, Abraham. And Abraham said, God, you know I can't count all those stars. There's just too many. By the time I got halfway done, the sun would come up and I'd lose count and have to start all over. He says, I can't count the stars. And God says to Abraham, exactly. You can't count the stars. Now listen to this, Abraham. I know you want a family, and I am going to give you a family. I am going to give you a son. And I'm not just going to give you a son. I am going to give you grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and on so much that your family is going to grow to exceed and surpass and go beyond the number of the stars in the sky. You'll have more family than stars in the sky. Wow, what a promise. Now, to someone who is almost 100 years old, what might you say if you were in Abraham's situation and had never had any kids before? You might say, that sounds impossible, God. How are you going to do this? Don't mess around with me. Don't kid me, God. Don't joke with me. I want this more than anything, but how is this even possible? Well, you know what Abraham said? He didn't ask any questions. He just said, wow, thanks, God. Thanks, God. Abraham believed God. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed. He trusted what God said was true. He had faith in God. Now, in the New Testament, in the passage that Roger read for us from Romans, Paul talks to us about Abraham's faith. And he says, we too have to trust what God says to us, especially this one thing. He says, we have to believe this God. We have to believe that he loves us, and that he loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us on the cross. He says, this one thing is more important than any other for us to believe and to trust. Now, when we hear this, some of us might say, not me. I'm too bad. I've done too many bad things in my life. God wouldn't save me. Or maybe I'm not important enough. Or maybe I'm not special enough. God doesn't love me. How could he? How does he even know that I exist? Well, the Bible says this. Jesus says, I love you. I care about you. I know you. I made you. You are mine. You are my precious sons and daughters. And the Bible invites us, believe him. Believe what he said about us. And that's the question that's left standing for us today. Will we, like Abraham, as he looked up at all those stars, will we say, wow, thanks God? Will we believe that he loves us and saves us? Well, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to this world and dying on the cross to save us from our sins. And we thank you that you care for us, that you love us, and that you've promised to save us. Jesus, we trust you, and we love you. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy. Never fails, will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your
Thank you, Claire. Well, let's join together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again just for the opportunity to open up our children's ministries this morning and this week, and the joy of having more people in our church this morning. We thank you. We continue to pray for your protection and provision in the midst of the ongoing pandemic, and we pray that restrictions will continue to subside, life will continue to get back to normal, and maybe even better than normal as we learn lessons from the pandemic. Lord, we don't always know your will and your way, but we do believe your promises, like in Romans 8:28, where you say you're working all things together for the good of those who love you. And we believe it, Lord. We believe it. We thank you that you are a God who never fails, that you're never late, even for Abraham and his last minute birth of his son. You blessed him with the joy of being a father. You're never late. God, we just trust you and your promises, your timing, your provisions, and we thank you for all these things. Lord, we pray for Pastor Eric as he's with his mother, and we pray for his mother, Barbara, as she's recovering from these injuries. We pray that you'd guide those caring for her and that her recovery can be swift and full, and that you'd continue to pave the way for her care going forward. We pray that you'd be with Eric as he comforts and encourages her, and that you'd comfort and encourage him in the process. And we pray also that you'd guide him back safely home and when he travels again later this week. We also celebrate, Lord, seeing Kenny Walker and family here at the early service earlier. We're so thankful for the amazing work of the doctors that did such a complicated and involved procedure, helping him on his journey to health. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that he was able to be here. We just pray that you'd continue to be with him as he recovers and be with his family too. We pray also for Kyle Ducey as he's recently deployed, and we pray for his safety and his work in the U.S. Navy, and we pray also that your light might shine in and through him. And Lord, we pray for the day coming when you've promised that every soldier's boot will be thrown in the fire, every robe rolled up and thrown away, because war will cease from one side of the world to the other. And we long for that day, Lord. We long for peace to fill this world. But in the meantime, we thank you for the lives of those who are serving our country and seeking to promote peace. Lord, we lift up these prayers just as an example of a few of the prayers on the hearts and minds of our entire congregation. Each one of us have needs and wants and a need for help in the midst of temptation and a need for forgiveness. We have the burden of salvation of our friends and family members on our hearts. And so with all these hearts and prayers in our, with all these thoughts and prayers in our hearts and minds, Lord, we come to you with the prayer Jesus taught us to pray together. Praying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.